brothers and sisters, we still in the explanation of the chapter of An-Nahl, the bees. And we have always to make clear to everyone that nowadays humanity has a book. And this book is completely different from any other books. We have more than 40, 50 million books, all of them in one side, and the book of Allah is in the other side. Maybe some people will told me, but there are another book from the heaven. There are another divine books. I said, yes, that's right. There are another divine books, but there is only one book as it revealed from Allah Azza wa Jal. For this reason, we have to care about this. Allah will not ask you about the 50 million book. Allah will ask you about this book because this is a message from God to every one of us. This is a message from Allah to all humanity. If any one of us receive a message from the president, from senator, from some famous person, he will read it again and again and again and to look what is between lines. There is something between, there is, you know, he keep focusing. If someone receive a message, a man and woman, they are fiancé, and he receive message from his fiancé. Oh, he will read it more and more and keep it, and maybe he put it under his pillow or to keep. Yeah, you know. So what about this? Do you have this book beside you where you sleep? Do you have this book and you open it tonight? You open it in the morning. You open it. You remember something. Do you feel that this is a message from the one who you love him very much, and he love you because he care about you, because he sent to you what you need? This is the Quran. This is the Quran, and this is how we should act and react with the Quran. How should we read and understand? How should we read and follow? One time, this book started with the first nation, and this nation was very poor, was very ignorant, was very you cannot imagine. They buried the daughter, the baby born in the sand. Can you imagine this nation? They eat the blood. They eat the dead animals. So when they receive this book convert this book, nation to the best nation we can ever imagine. The nation of Iman. The nation of Islam, from all over the world, India, Arab world, Pakistan, all this area become the nation of this and become the best nation in the history of humanity. Which best nation? Indian, Arab, Egyptian? No, it is the nation of Iman who called to khair and who asked the people to stop the evil. This is يأمرون بالمعروف وينهون عن المنكر. For this reason, we have to study this book. We have to understand this book. We have to ask and ask. Believe me, if I find any ayah and I didn't find the suitable meaning, I go to tafasir 1 and 2 and 10 and 20 and 50 and read here and there and keep until I feel that Allah Azza wa Jal guide me to the suitable meaning about this ayat. And now, inshallah, we will give you a clear example how the Quran connected to each other. And always I focus about this. Why? Because the people, Satan come to them. Oh, Quran is very difficult. Subject from here, subject from there. It is not, you are talking about this, suddenly you go to something else. But okay, we love it, we respect it. It is from Allah. No. We shouldn't act like this. We should understand and feel how this book is great. We should understand and know. It is like someone has a paper and someone, he is very respectful, very important, give him this paper. And he look and he couldn't read this paper. I believe it's good, but I don't understand. You should ask. Okay, please, Dr. Azhar, can you read this to me? It is in another language. Okay, can you read it? Yes. Oh, it is Sheikh. $100,000. Oh, and I keep it. And What is the reality? It is Sheikh 100 Saddam, and I just keep it because it's, you know, it is from respect. Quran is more precious than this. Quran is more treasure than what we can imagine. We explained the ayah number 89 before, and this ayah told us about how Allah will send to us witnesses. And we explain how many witnesses. This is the ayah 89. And in this ayah, Allah Azza wa Jal told us that He will send the witnesses and He will brought the Prophet as a witness to the witnesses. And at the end, He told us that He sent down the book. He revealed the Quran, and this Quran is clarification to everything. وَأَنزَلْنَا كِتَابَ تِبْيَانًا لِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ Clarification to everything. Ayah number 89, Surah Al-Nahl. And after this ayah, if we said, okay, Allah sent the Quran, clarification to everything. And suddenly the ayah number 90, Allah said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَأْمُرُ بِالْعَدْلِ وَالْإِحْسَانِ وَإِتَاءِ ذِي الْقُرْبَى وَيَنْهَى عَنِ الْفَحْشَاءِ وَالْمُنْكَرِ وَالْبَغِي يَعِظُكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَذَكَّرُونَ Indeed, Allah orders justice and good conduct and giving to relatives and forbids immorality and bad conduct and oppression. He advise you, he teach you, he educate you. Maybe you will remember, because Allah, when He created us, He put in us what is good and put in what is bad and give us a mind. So He want us to remember, not just to learn. لَعَلَّكُمْ تَذَكَّرُونَ This is the meaning of لَعَلَّكُمْ تَذَكَّرُونَ And if we look, what is the connection between this ayah number 90 and between the ayah number 89? What is the connection? Allah in that ayah told us that He sent the book clarification to everything. And now He sent to us one ayah. And in this ayah, you can said everything in this ayah. Everything. You know, He give us an example how the Quran clarification to everything. And He give us that Allah order us. Order us with what? Just. Today, no civilization without justice. No government without justice. No company without justice. No life without. In the school, we need the justice. In the court, we need the in the home, we need the, everywhere. We cannot imagine life without. So Allah ask you, Allah order you. Inna Allah ya'muru bil'adl. Not only in justice is common nowadays in our life, and Allah order injustice. But Allah ask us, what is more than justice? What is more than justice? Ihsan. Ihsan. Ihsan is more than just. You give me five, I give you five. This is justice. But if you give me five, I give you seven. This is what? This is ihsan. This is ihsan, you know. This, so Allah order us what is justice and what is ihsan. And also to care about relatives. To have this good relation with the relatives. And we have to know that womb relation is the highest level of the relation. And we have to understand that one time we have to care about our father, mother, about brothers, about and who are closer and closer. This is, you know, in helping, in financing, but there is the most important help. What is the most important help? The highest level of help. If you give me money or I give you money, it's good. But this is for the dunya. But the most important help, when I help you in your akhirah, when I help you to go to the way of Jannah, when you, this is, you cannot imagine, you know, how much you happy in this life. 1 minute in Jannah is more than all our happiness in this life. Allah brought a person who was very miserable in the dunya. Love in disease, in difficulties, in. After he sit in Jannah for a very short time. And he asks you, what about the dunya? No, I forget everything. This 1 minute in Jannah make me forget all the sadness, all the difficulties, all the miserable life. And Allah brought someone who live in the dunya with everything. Money, beauty, food, everything, cars, travel. And after that, he went to Jahannam. And Allah asked him, what about the dunya? I forget everything. 1 minute in Jahannam will make Some forget everything in the dunya. So we have to care to go to Jannah. It is not a choice. It is not maybe, okay, I will let it to the chance. We will not, what we will do our best. We will do everything until we try to be in Jannah. So in Allah ya'muru bil adli wal ihsan. So to care about the relative is to help them. And the best thing to guide them to the way of Allah, which is the straight way. And we have to understand that this womb relation, that means the people who are in the same womb, coming from the same womb, the womb of the mother. And we have to understand that all the humanity started with the womb is of Eve. What does that mean? That means we have relation with all humanity. And Allah mentioned this in the chapter of the woman, chapter of An-Nisa. خَلَقَكُم مِّن نَفْسٍ وَاحِدَةٍ. Created you from one soul, one نَفْسٍ وَاحِدَةٍ. So all the humanity has this relation. Whatever the color, whatever the nationality, whatever the sect, whatever where we are living. But we are brothers and sisters in this meaning. So we have to care about all the humanity. This is how the real Muslim think. This is how the Muslim imagine. This is how the Muslim act to help all the humanity, because Allah asked him, wa ita'idhi. Allah ordered him, inna Allah ya'mur. Allah ordered him. So Allah ordered me and you to care about all the humanity, especially in the guidance of the way of Allah. Is this the reality of the Muslim nowadays? Is this how the Muslim today, 2 billion Muslim, if every Muslim care about 6 people, can you calculate it, Nishma? 2 billion, he care about, that means all the population of the earth. It's not, oh, yes, but they divide and divide. Oh, if you see this religion, go to the another way. Don't shake hand. Don't say happy Eid to them. Don't eat their food. Don't do this. But Allah didn't said this. Allah said, care about your relatives. For this reason, all the prophet and messenger, Allah mentioned them, وَإِلَىٰ عَادٍ أَخَاهُمْ هُودٍ. To the people of Ad, the prophet is their brother. They are rejecter. And Allah said, their brother. The prophet is, he considered them brothers. He considered, so this is how Allah wants, how the prophet will invite them if he consider them enemies, if he consider them in the other side. Or for this reason, this ayah coming as an example, how the Quran explain everything. So this ayah coming and explain what is good and wayanha. Yanha, forbid about what is immoral thing, what is fahsha and what is munkar, and how Allah advise you. Maybe we will understand. And after this, in Allah ya'muru bil adli wal ihsan, we jump to another topic. In ayah number 91, وَأَوْفُوا بِعَهْدِ اللَّهِ وَأَوْفُوا بِعَهْدِ اللَّهِ إِذَا عَاهَدْتُمْ وَلَا تَنْقُضُوا الْمِيثَاقَ بَعْدَ تَوْكِيدِهَا وَقَدْ جَعَلْتُمُ اللَّهَ عَلَيْكُمْ كَفِيلًا إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَعْلَمُ مَا تَفْعَلُونَ. So, وَأَوْفُوا بِعَهْدِ اللَّهِ إِذَا عَاهَدْتُمْ, and fulfill the promise, the covenant of Allah when you have taken it. You have to fulfill. If you give any promise in front of Allah, if you give any covenant, any agreement, any, you have to fulfill this. O believers, and do not break oaths. If you have an oath, if you make oath, if you swear, don't break your oaths. After that, and after you confirm them, after confirmation, don't break this. You have made Allah over you, Allah watching you, Allah supervise you. If someone give an oath, if someone swear, and then he break his promise, indeed Allah knows what you do. Indeed, of course, Allah knows everything about us. This ayah is very, very important ayah. This ayah is insist about trust. No life without trust. If everyone break his oath, if everyone break his, there is no life. So in this ayah, it makes to us how much trust is important, how much trust is for everything in our life. For this reason, Allah Azza wa Jal ask about this. Allah Azza wa Jal order us to do this. Why? Because without fulfill the covenant, nothing will be good. The people will lose trust between each other, and all the society will collapse. Today, people trust Amazon or not? Trust Amazon. They send the money, and you will have your parcel after 1-2 days. But you send first. If there is no trust, if the people have 1% doubt that they will lose their money, they will send it. Today, we have trillions of e-commerce, the trading over the internet, which call it as big title e-commerce, trillions of dollars. Why? Because there is trust. Can you imagine that Allah insist and order about this 1,450 years ago? So, وَإِنَّ اللَّهَ وَأَوْفُوا بِالْعُقُودِ. And this trust is very important for business, very important for agriculture, very important for manufacturing. And as I said, without trust between humankind, all the society will collapse. Everyone should do everything by himself. I should manufacture the tire of my car. I should invent my car. I should, you know, today, this trust between the people build the civilization and make this civilization grow more and more and become bigger and bigger. And also, this thing and this trust will help us in many fields. There is a story. There is a small story about a person. He was in a desert, and the sand is burning because the sun is, you know, for a long time, and the sand is burning. And he found a miserable person, barefoot. He has nothing in his food and look very poor, very hungry, very. And he said, okay, just a minute. Come, I will put you in my horse. And after he helped them, and he come at his horse, and he sit in a good position, he pushed the owner of the horse and threw him away and take the horse and run away. And this man shout to him, please, please, it's okay. I just want from you one thing. Tell the people that I gifted you the horse. Tell the people that I gifted you the horse. Okay, but why? Why? He said, because if you told the people about your story, no one will help any other one. You will kill the spirit of help. Can you imagine? This is how, if we kill the spirit of trust, nothing will be in the right way. Nothing will be in a good way. Nothing will be in a good situation. Can you imagine? There is no trust between wife and husband. The house will not be in a good situation. We need, first of all, that both wife and husband working to the benefit of the family. Both of them, wife and husband, care about all the members of the family. Without this trust, not only the trust with one section, no, the trust is a big, big issue. Trust, you know, and that doesn't mean if someone mistaken something that we would destroy all the trust understanding. No, there is trust, and this trust between wife and husband is very important. The man going to the work, the woman care about the family. This cooperation, this trust will make the family grow and grow. And if this trust break, the family will break. The family will break. And I didn't see any divorce situation and the children survive. It is very rare. It is very rare. No more than 10%. And it is in very imagined circumstances. Yani something not normal. But in the normal situation, most of the break relation in the family cause the problem to the children. Also, without trust, There is no relation between the partners in the company. You know, if someone, also there is a symbolic story about this, how the trust between the partner. One time, two people has a partner in business and everything is good, everything is perfect. Allah gave them a lot of money, a lot of khair. And suddenly one of the partner told his partner, I want to break the partnership. Why? We are doing well. He said, yes, but I want to break the partnership. Why you want to break the partnership? He said, always I observe the ants bringing the wheat into our store. Always I watch this, how the ant bring the wheat into our store. And yesterday, the first time, I saw the ant taking the wheat from our store to outside the store. I feel that there is something going wrong. Because now we lost the support of Allah. Ah, sometimes my daughters, my family, oh, dad, you always make something difficult. Why? Just don't think it this way. This is now $2. This is $3. It's okay. What two and what three? I said, it is not a matter of two or three. It is a matter of barakah, blessing of Allah. When Allah saw you that you don't care about, okay. So you manage. But when Allah watch you that you care and you look, the same thing here in this price and here, lower. Why to take it in the, I will take it from the, why to, this is, if we care about this, believe me, Allah will give you the barakah. And the barakah, blessing, we said barakah, blessing, yeah. Blessing, it is how Allah give you your age. For instance, your age 60, 70, 80, but you will feel the barakah. Allah help you to do something for 100, for 150. You know, this is the barakah. The day if 24 hours, but oh, alhamdulillah, today I work like 1 month. This is barakah because the day couldn't be 1 month, but I achieve work for one month. Alhamdulillah. So this is the meaning of barakah. So between the the trust between the partner, there is no way to succeed. And also when you go to attorney, it should be trust. When you go to doctor, you know, today in this great country, there is laws, HIPAA laws, HIPAA and everything. I think lawyer and financing and accounting and secret. This is a trust. If there is no trust, no one will go to the doctor. What's happening to you? If the patient didn't tell the doctor, he will make it to him very, very difficult. So for this reason, Allah Azza wa Jal help us to do all of these. Allah Azza wa Jal ask us, order us, وَأَوْفُوا بِعَهْدِ اللَّهِ, fulfill the promise of Allah. And the most important agreement, the most important oath, the most important promise you did it between you and Allah Azza wa Jal. This is the most important. And it is very difficult if someone break this agreement between him and his Lord. Oh, if Allah give this to me, I will do this and this. And after Allah gave it to him, it is not, it's different, it's difficult. It is, oh, why you give, you don't give. Oh, I will make dhikr every day. Oh Allah, I will give you my promise. I give you my, I will make dhikr every day. And this is how the scholars in the old age, they take the ahd, what they call the ahd or the bay'ah. And what was the bay'ah? What was the ahd? It was that to make dhikr every day, to make taqwa as much as you could. This is the meaning of this. And this is how Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when the people of Medina give him the bay'ah, the covenant, give him the promise that, okay, we will do this and this and this, and we will be with you, and we will support you, and we will help you. And this is, and Allah said that, يَدُ اللَّهِ فَوْقَ أَيْدِيهِمْ, the blessing of Allah, the support of Allah is over this agreement. So any agreement will be in the best. But to do like this, Juha is always make problem with us. Juha one time going to palm tree, and when he is at the top of the palm tree, a lot of storm coming, and you know it is very high, the palm, you cannot jump, and it go and come, and Juha shout, and the storm increase until Juha think, what did I did something wrong? Oh my God, I'll spend my zakah for last year, and oh God, I will spend the zakah for the 2 years before. Oh Allah, I will spend zakah for 10 years. When he said that, he give the zakah for 10 years, the storm is calmed down. And Juha coming slowly, until he become near the ground, and he jump. And he look, and he said, if I go up to the palm tree next time, you do what you want to do. Because he think that it's a matter of what? It's a matter of, no, it's not a matter of palm tree. Palm tree, or a boat, or a car, or a disease, or a sickness, you know. وَمَا يَعْلَمُ جُنُودَ رَبِّكَ إِلَّا هُوَ. No one knows the soldiers of Allah except Allah. He is great. He is very rich. And Allah give the order to his blood, to drop of blood to frozen. Clot, we call it now. Clot in his brain. And what's happening? Please, now all, please ask, make dua. Please, now, what, we don't know. He is under the mercy of God. He is under, you know, this is how. So, وَأَوْفُوا بِعَهْدِ اللَّهِ إِذَا عَاهَدْتُمْ. This is very huge ayah. And the meaning of this ayah is endless about our life. This ayah should be the title of the contracts. This ayah should be the title of the oath. This ayah should be on the marriage contract, because marriage is an agreement. The marriage is an agreement. So this ayah has very huge. If you give your word to Allah that you will be in the straight way, that you will be in this religion, inshallah, that you will be in the helping the people to achieve what is important to them. In this case, Allah Azza wa Jal would give you the khair and give you the barakah. But if you didn't do it, now you will be in a difficult situation. After this, there will be some question. Someone told me, yes, Sheikh, but we know that if someone make swear or make what we call yameen, swearing, and he found something better, he can change. Is that right? How you said here that we cannot change, we cannot do any of these? This is, we'll explain it next week, inshallah. So this is will be that you will not be here. Oh, okay. In this case, we will say really the oath, the ayman, the yameen, what call yameen, is three types. It is not one type. It is three type. One is just talking. Someone always say, I know it in Arabic. He said, wallahi, I eat. Wallahi, we traveled. Wallahi. He just say this. I don't. You should have something in Indian or in English. You have something similar. Someone said, "Oh, he didn't mean that. He swear, but he just say, wallahi, we eat and wallahi, we went. He swear by God. This is nothing. Allah will not ask. لا يؤاخذكم الله في اللغو من أيمانكم. Allah will not ask you, well, not about this type of oath. وَلَكِنْ يُؤَاخِذْكُمْ بِمَا عَقَدْتُمْ الْأَيْمَانِ. But he asks you about what you confirm about. I confirm, I will not go to that place. I will not do this and did this. In this situation, if the person found that there is something better, now he do what is better and give kafara. This is the second type of. The third one, which we couldn't change, someone went to court to witness, and he swear in the Quran to say what is truth, and after that he lies. This is, we call it, it will put the one who did this in the hellfire. How you put it in the, yeah, because he swear on the book that he will do, say what is right, and he didn't say, he lie after that. And this is what we call the false witnesses. The false, and if he lies, so this oath, yani the scholar, the fuqaha, give it in many levels, and the kafara إطعام عشرة مساكين to feed 10 poor people أو كسوتهم or give them clothes to 10 person أو إعتاق رقبة free slave. فمن لم يجد فصيام ثلاثة أيام. So he didn't find, he will fast 3 days. The people said, okay, كفارة, I will fast 3 days. No, first of all, you have to feed 10 or to give them clothes. If you didn't find, now you can fast 3. يعني for instance, I fast 3. عارف give 10 food and يعني different from, it is the same, you know, the same rule, but different from person to, from person to person. Now this is the meaning of the Ayman and how this. But here Allah told us about the promise to Allah. What is, I give that, I give you my word in front of Allah that I will do so and so. You know, I give you my word to do this and this. This is, we cannot what? Break it. This is, we cannot break it. May Allah give you khair and afiyah. May Allah accept from all of you. والحمد لله رب العالمين الفاتحة. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وأفضل الصلاة وأتم التسليم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. يا رب العالمين، يا رجاء السائلين، يا غياث المستغيثين، اجعل جمعنا هذا جمعا مرحوما، واجعل تفرقنا من بعده تفرقا معصوما، ولا تجعل فينا ولا منا ولا معنا شقيا ولا مطرودا ولا محروما. أعنا على دوام ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك. أرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه، وأرنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه. لا تأمنا مكرك، لا تنسنا ذكرك، لا تهتك عنا سترك، واجعلنا من الذاكرين، وابعثنا في أحب الساعات إليك كي نذكرك فتذكرنا، وندعوك فتستجيب لنا، ونستغفرك فتغفر لنا. إلهنا مولانا رب العالمين، سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله رب العالمين، إلى شرف النبي وأرواح المؤمنين. الفاتحة.